The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel.
Sometimes the readings of Mass have quite a prominent theme among them, while other times it takes a little unpacking to identify a consistent theme. Through prayer and study of scriptural texts to prepare for Mass, it is possible to find a unique point to draw out and base the homily on that particular message. Today, the Church is pretty straightforward in reminding us that we must live with a spirit of gratitude. The entrance antiphon of the Mass, it's always in the Missal. Sometimes you don't always hear it, or sometimes you might, but today you didn't, and most Sundays you won't, but it comes from Scripture. And so there's an entrance antiphon, and there's a communion antiphon. So the entrance antiphon of today's Holy Mass comes from Psalm 130, and it says, "If you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, O God of Israel." This antiphon begins with a voice that speaks out of the depths of evil and guilt, while calling on the Lord to seek forgiveness, not punishment. What generates respect is the fact that God arises a holy fear within us, a holy fear that moves a person towards God's will and away from sin. In doing so, we encounter a loving Father who, out of his immense love for us, is always ready to forgive. Out of respect of this loving act calls for a response from us, a heart filled with gratitude. The two accounts of gratitude we hear today are the healing of Naaman's leprosy and the healing of 10 lepers from St. Luke's Gospel. In the second book of Kings, there is a man named Naaman who suffers from leprosy, a disease that affects the skin, that leaves sores on the body, which can ooze with mucus and blood. We must first take note that Naaman is an outsider because of his non-Jewish practices. Elisha, on the other hand, is a prophet of Israel, God's chosen people. And he takes Naaman down to the Jordan River, where he's plunged into the river, into the water, 7 times. That Jordan River is representative of a place of new life, and where the Spirit is given. Upon coming out of the water, Naaman was restored to new life and healed of his disease. This imagery points to the sacrament of baptism, which Jesus will fulfill at that very same river. Naaman, standing before Elisha, says, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. The understanding of worship at this time was one that you could only worship the gods of your own land. So if you were from Egypt, then you could only worship the Egyptian gods. And yes, they believed there were more than one. The God of Israel, who is the one true God of all creation, reveals himself as universal, and he transcends all territorial borders. There are no limitations of what God can do, just as we saw with the healing of Naaman, who never acknowledged the God of Israel before this event in his life. The psalmist proclaims, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power." In the Gospel of Luke today, Jesus continues in his journey toward Jerusalem as he passes through a village where 10 lepers meet him from a distance. Just as with Naaman, these 10 lepers were outsiders due to their disease, causing them to be unclean and unfit for temple worship. They were an outcast from the community. The uncleanness of their leprosy prevented them from worship in the temple because anything that was a sign of death was not allowed in God's temple. The lepers shouted, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus turned to them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Our Lord saw their faith and restored them to health. Jesus directed them to the priest because the only way they could return to worship in the synagogue was if they were made clean or declared clean. They had to present themselves to the priests to show that they were restored to a new life and they were fit for proper worship. Of the 10 lepers who were healed, one returned to Jesus, fell to his feet, and thanked him. Jesus thought that he had healed 10. So where was the gratitude of the other 9? The miraculous healings in these 2 stories calls us to reflect on the blessings we have in our own life of which we're grateful. Think of the gratitude that a child expresses when given a gift. No matter how small or inexpensive the gift, the child is driven with excitement and curiosity, joy, and gratitude for even the smallest act of charity. We have much to be thankful for in our lives and here at St. Louis de Montfort. We're a parish family who is striving for a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through prayer and sacrifice and families building up families. We have numerous opportunities to grow in our faith and with one another through our worship together at Holy Mass, praying in our perpetual adoration chapel, faith formation for all children and adults, faith formation in OCIA for people seeking to learn about the Catholic faith and discern their joining of the church, young adult outreach, men's and women's, Christ Renews His Parish, Bible studies, one of which is currently studying the discernment of spirits, visits to the homebound and elderly, sporting events, social events such as the Fall Festival that just recently was celebrated. We're blessed to have the Sally Burton Food Pantry that provides basic food and basic necessities to people within our community. We are quick to respond generously and thank God for that wonderful gift. Our parish school provides an excellent opportunity for our children to receive an education while being immersed into their faith and encountering the living God. We have many gifts offered from you, the people of God, countless volunteers, and the many priests who have served, are serving, and will serve this wonderful parish, of which I'm grateful to our brother priests, of which for their fraternity and their offering of the sacramental life of the church. We all need priests. These are only a fraction of the many awesome things that take place at this parish and gives us a small glimpse into the universality of the church. We truly have to be grateful for within the parish here at St. Louis de Montfort, and not only within our parish, but within each of our lives. It is important to recognize the gifts in our lives where the Lord truly has graced us on this journey of faith. How might we express our gratitude for the gifts present in our life today, or from the gifts present to us last week, or for those opportunities approaching us in the coming week? I offer a couple easy suggestions. Remember, a priest is always preaching to himself first, so I'm not giving you homework without having it for me too. Recognizing being thankful for the blessings of our lives, but expressing a heart filled with gratitude, is sitting down together as a family and having dinner together. No TV on, no phones nearby, maybe some subtle background music, no other distractions. Being present with one another and expressing one thing that you are grateful for. There may be a period of silence for everyone to think about what that one thing might be, but it's one of many. I remember that is a long cherished gift in our family. Every meal was eaten together, and especially on Sundays, they were a beautiful, solemn day to be able to eat together. And we were adamant to not have any directions. We had directions, distractions, no distractions. And when the phone would ring, you would get up from the table and you walk over to the wall, and you would pick it up off the wall. And the cord was so curly but so stretched out, you could walk from that wall to that wall and still be talking. But yet, whoever it was, we were eating. And that person will call back. Think of the people who have helped you along the way in life. A family member, a friend, a teacher, a priest, a coworker, whoever it may be. Maybe it's someone who even told you something that was difficult to hear at the time. But now you realize how grateful you are because of it. Identify that person and its event. Write them a handwritten note. Paper and a pen. Not a text message, but a handwritten note or a phone call. Get personal with them. After all, Jesus is up and personal with us, so we can with them and express with gratitude the impact that they've made in our lives. I came across this quote from a saint. Her name is Saint Mary Euphrasia, and she's the foundress of the Congregation of Our Lady of Charity of the Good Shepherd. She's the patron saint of travelers. So it's not just St. Christopher, but St. Mary Euphrasia is also the saint of travelers because of the rapid growth of her religious community. And their apostolic outreach was providing care and education to women and girls in vulnerable situations. And she says very simply about what gratitude is. Gratitude is the memory of the heart. Gratitude is the memory of the heart. God love you.